Check. Yo.
Yeah, recording an intro to play. This feels weird.
All right.
When do we start?
We're starting now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
There's no go. I need like a... What's good, y'all?
What's up?
Live from the basement, episode 54. How you feeling, man?
Good, awkward. There's lights again.
Yeah, man, I'm awkward. I'm sitting super close to you, yeah. You motherfucker.
Yep. And I'm wearing my manly shirt, dude, from 2007.
Hell yeah. You just now broke that out, man. That's fucking amazing. Hold on, man.
What?
How long have you had that shirt on ice?
Well,
let's do the math. That's from Cinco de Mayo.
2 months.
Wow.
It's, yeah, dude.
That's impressive.
This is when Floyd came out in the sombrero.
Which was all types of offensive.
It was. De La Hoya versus Mayweather, man.
It was a great
MGM
day.
Grand.
Hell yeah, yeah. We did some shit that night, man. We remember that. We was...
My father-in-law was in town. Oh, is this the one we did the...
No, our house, bro. You was over there? We recorded...
No, my father-in-law was in Vegas.
Oh, he was in Vegas and picked that up. But yeah, that's the night where we did... We had talked to Mayweather Sr.
Oh, yeah.
We had did the whole thing.
Oh, throw a clip of that in right here.
Guess what? I'm going to tell you right here what a whole lot of people would tell you. And I'm being honest.
Okay.
A whole lot of people would tell you, tell him before and tell him today. You ain't got what your daddy had.
Spoken like a daddy. We was in there.
We were in there.
Yeah, so we trying something. For those of y'all that's watching.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, I have no headphones.
I don't have headphones.
I feel
it's
naked.
Weird.
These thingies, these raggedy green
shits. They don't look
shits.
Good, man.
No, they don't look good, but they're fucking comfortable, damn it. I've grown attached.
Feel naked?
Hell yeah, they feel naked, man. Yeah.
But what, all right, but like we've had a lot of conversations where we're just sitting, we're like chilling out on the back porch. Why can't it just be that? We're sitting in the basement, we're just chilling out. We're not broadcasting, we're just like recording some shit.
So you keep testing me. I have a theory. I think you keep like, let's see which button I can push this episode. I get it. Just take off the fucking headphones and... No,
what's
nothing.
Next?
Yeah,
what's
no.
Next?
I don't know. You fucking scare me. Fuck you, man. Back the fuck up.
Come on, man. We're friends. Come on, man.
Fuck away from me, man. No, man. I mean, it's cool, but yo, this is different.
Man. I mean, I think that we gotta like just gotta relax a little bit, man. I don't think anybody realizes the amount of stress that came with doing the previous show was really tough. This is weird, like talking to a camera like this is weird.
Yeah, man.
But
it's different, but it's
and yeah. It's weird doing it over here on Facebook.
Nah, I don't know which one to look at, man. I feel like you know, like you ever watch like the local news, the motherfucker mm-hmm. be staring at the wrong camera. I was like, I feel like I'm gonna be talking to this one all night. It's gonna be that one.
And then
yeah.
There's a YouTube.
Remember
one.
Ron Burgundy? He was like sidehead, and he was like talking shit. Yeah, I feel like that. But
I mean, it's weird. Like if in a perfect world we would have Facebook. Periscope, YouTube, Instagram.
World, we have helpers.
God, anybody in Michigan, Detroit metro area want to like hook it up?
Oh yeah, we got free beer.
Uh huh.
Free D's. Yeah, y'all just come through and like.
We don't pay for
angles.
DUI tickets though, man.
Nope. No insurance either.
Right.
You can sleep it off though. Maybe on the couch upstairs. Mm-hmm. Maybe depending
Absolutely.
On who you are. Yo, Snapchat.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm becoming kind of an addict. I'm just saying.
No, me
and
too.
And this is something that I've hated on Snapchat for fucking forever.
Right.
For a long time, man. I mean, dude, I was an early adopter. I think I mm-hmm. had it back when all the blogs were just now, like, just talking about it. This is years ago. And I installed it and was like, what the fuck do I do with this? I had no clue how to use it.
I had no idea.
Nobody was on it. I'm like, man, who am I? What am I doing? So I uninstalled it, tucked it away. I think I tried it. I downloaded it one more time, like, maybe a year ago, still wasn't
Nothing.
Into it. But yeah, man, I feel like now I feel like, all right, I kind of know what to do with this thing a little bit.
Yep.
It's I feel like it's cool. You've been out there fucking with the filters and doing all
yeah,
the.
Dude, I didn't realize like all the shit that I did do something kind of offensive. I didn't mean to.
I know what you're talking about too.
But it put up like Happy Ramadan. All right, so here's the thing. This is like a loaded
Yo,
story.
Yo, man, that was so terrible. Yeah, I was at my desk laughing. I was like, oh, this dude. I hope that was an accident.
It's a loaded story, okay? I will get to other parts of the story. Something happened in my life last week. Basically, a kid said that I had a pot belly. It was a pot belly.
Oh, okay.
And that stuck with me. So I started running.
Explain the backstory, though. Where was we at, though?
We were on the west side of Michigan.
Yep.
Beautiful beaches. If you ever come to Michigan, you go to the west side of the state and check out, like, Holland.
And it's safe. Nothing can kill you. There's no sharks. There's no jellyfish. No, it's the best shit ever.
But, like, we went and jumped off the pier with my nieces and nephews and my son and my sister, and we go jumping off. There's a pier they have out there, and some kid said out loud, "Oh, that dude has a pot belly." And then my son, when I came up, my son was like, "Dad, this guy said you had a pot belly. This kid said you had a pot belly." He was like, "Really?" Like, hearing my son say that, like, cut me to the core. And then, like, so what happened? Okay, this is all tied to Snapchat.
Man, what the fuck? Hold on.
Fucking kids don't care. They have
no filter, but it's the beat. Yo, do you know how many, like, crazy shit I saw from a non? When I say like big people.
You're not
a big dude, man.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, man, you might have some dad bod going on, you know what I mean? We're getting onward in our 30s, but I'm just saying, bro.
I feel like I'm pretty fit. Good.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I saw some horrendous shit.
There was some horrendous shit.
Yeah.
From men and women.
Yes.
There were some real pot bellies.
So for that kid to say that, man, I'm like, I don't know.
But hear that shit, and especially when you hear it come from your son, it gets you. So anyway, I started running. All week I've been running my ass off, and I'm trying to make a habit out of running every single day, which has been hard because I'm old as shit and my knees feel like shit. So I ran, like, the furthest I ran was like 3 fucking miles this week. So, like, I did a Snapchat. I was like, "Oh, I feel badass. I'm gonna take a Snapchat." And I did a snap, and I did this thing where I was doing this with my head. Because it was like, because I put in the text 3.23 miles.
I saw that.
And I was like, it was hard work. And I was like, it's really fucking hard.
Ramadan got to do with 3.25
I know.
Miles.
And I was like, "Oh, there's Ramadan. I'm going to throw that bitch on there." And it's a happy Ramadan or some shit.
Oh,
and then I realized, like, my cousin's dad is from Pakistan. My uncle's Pakistani. And, like, he might look at that as I'm going, "Fuck Ramadan," type of thing. And they're like, "No, dude, no.
Yeah,
I was trying to be silly.
It just looked wrong."
Yeah,
it did. I was like, yeah.
But luckily for me, Snapchats last as long as the dick pics last. It's 24 hours and the shit falls off. And now I'm good. So it never happened. Even if anybody sees it, it never happened. You can sit there and talk about it.
If you're seeing this, it's already too late.
It's already too late. And that's why I love Snapchat.
That's true.
Yeah.
I like it for that, man. I love the fact that this is... Number one, the video be kind of crispy for a fucking service. That shit comes through cool. I love being able to, like, my thing is, like, in the mornings, man, I always listen. I have a song for the day, and I'll wake up and I'll hop in the whip and I'm like, "All right, man, I'm going to work."
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm pissed, the music will reflect it. If I'm in a good mood, it'll reflect it. And at first,
now, how are you doing that? Are you playing CDs?
Mm-mm. Just streaming off your
thing.
Two phones, man.
Oh, that's right. You know what's crazy, though, that I just figured out today?
What's that?
You can actually stream music out of that while you're snapping. If you're playing it through your speakers, you can hit record, and it'll record the music come through your speakers.
My homie's got that down, man. He gets you never seen a... And I think that's how he gets the one... Have you seen the one filter where it's like the big boombox speakers, and you can put it above your... Like, you know, they got the images and shit.
Yeah,
and that, like... That's hard to get to, but I think it's because you had to be playing audio on your device.
Oh,
I was getting pissed. Okay. I was like pressing and holding them, swiping. I'm like, "Where the fuck are the speakers at? I want the damn speakers. And all I could get was location. And it's like, "Yes, I know I live in Lansing, motherfucker. I don't need, yes, that's cute. No, it's not Ramadan. No, I don't celebrate Ramadan. I want the goddamn speakers," and I couldn't get the fucking speakers. And now I think that's how he does it,
dude.
Man.
And that's where they're winning. That's where the future is with their fucking filters, dude. And I tried to actually look at setting up a filter for Live from the Basement so it would throw a logo at the bottom.
Oh, that should be dope. What is it called?
You got to pay money. Like, I can't remember what it was. It was something like, come on, man. It was like $15 a fucking week or something like that.
Ooh.
It was something crazy to do it.
I'll do that shit for a week, though.
Should we do that for a week? Like,
why not?
It's geographical, too. You can't. You select a map. There's a map.
Yeah.
And you have to select a region. And they only let you select, I think, nothing more than... like 100,000 square miles. So like only people in Detroit could do a Live from the Basement snap. There's people within 100,000 miles of that area, but you can't say all of the United States or all the world can do a Live from the Basement snap.
Yeah, okay. So they got some, man, they on some shit, man.
They are, man, it's clever. Shit. That's the future of those damn filters, man. And I think, that's where it's headed, dude.
But it's dope, man. I'm rocking with it, man. So I'm fully invested. I swear
some stuff
navigation
like,
is a little messy. I still get lost sometimes. I just be like, "Oh, man. Where the fuck am I?"
Right.
Like, But yeah, but it's cool.
Right, right.
It's definitely cool. So we're going to come back. Let's hear some music.
Music, yeah.
We're about to play a track that we're going to dissect real quick because it's got everybody buzzing. People is probably going to be on one side or the other when it comes to mm-hmm. this. Then that's what makes a good beef, though, right? Mm-hmm. When you got two loyal fan bases. One fan base, I would say, has a reason to be loyal. The other, not so much.
And it's...
But we talking about Joey and Wheelchair Jimmy.
We...
yeah. Or Aubrey. Or whatever. I mean, whatever you want to call
Aubrey,
this guy.
Aubrey versus Joseph.
Yeah, there we go. And that's the real names, too. Aubrey versus Joseph
that
A. Button.
Crazy.
Yeah, so we're going to play the track.
So it's a girl versus... Okay.
It's a man.
Some white guy and...
What?
Joseph? I don't know.
Man,
sounds like
why you quit hating, man. Yeah. All right. We're going to play the track. We'll come back. We'll talk about it. I want to get reactions because I've seen a lot already on Twitter and people talking about it, man. So fuck with it.
No alliances with me can still fuck him too. Before we start, to the fans, I'm uncomfortable too. Stuck in the booth feeling like y'all because I got love for the dude. But now my phone blowing up. They like what I'm going to do. Show the world you shouldn't poke a man with nothing to lose. All of this just because I wasn't in love with his views. Whatever happened, I just know they got me fucking confused.
My check, my check. 1, 2, 1, 2.
I'm happy.
Yo, come on.
Okay, so I can't be honest on your network here. I can't be honest to your fans and say I'm honored to be around you.
We
all used to listen to you, so I don't need to learn how to take compliments. Say that in vain. He's one of the best. You know that, right?
Hold up.
I said, don't say it in vain. You know he's one of the best.
Nah, that's how I feel.
Look, enough of the sentimental crap. Cool if you into that. Fuck all of these subs, who they intended at? I won't believe it's me without forensic facts. They don't normally mention black when penning they raps. But then I listen back, I heard a pinch of Sav's tender ass. Said he come around, he gon' get pinned to grass. I come around with 8 inch of the mat. I'm a wordsmith for real, you thought Quentin was bad. You made me proud, lad. But it seems my child mad with all the clout that he grabbed. It's still doubts from his dad. Look, this ain't promotional, you just emotional. No doubt you got Starbucks, all is showing you. I part his rain like lightning fast, just what Joseph do. A black cloud all over the six. Check the overview. You're so indirect, shit wasn't real clear. Either Jimmy acting or he really missed a wheelchair. What he don't know is we the most kindred of souls. I should have did this 2 Kendricks ago. You wanna sing? Well, let's get into the show. Commence my role for Joe to see boys to men. We at the end of the road. I figure he that close to his death to know the Reaper. The fitted sweats and old sneakers to float ether. Gas cause he can't hold old Meek and them shows deeper. Quick to put extension. Singer, that's Moesha. Nothing about Rick Slick, but show what it's easy. My crush from the same old piece as Mona Lisa. So how you calling out the lyrical gods? Your face light up when you see me talking miracle watts. Cause your words ain't saying a thing. I kill a gram without weighing a thing. Nigga, you baiting a king. Tell you the way to Golden State, say to his team. Aubrey, you gotta make a shot. You won't play on the way. Yeah, mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2.
Them
two,
call me a murderer. I never duck, just spray. I mean, never miss me in. Them call me a murderer. There's some truth in that saying.
How's everybody feeling out there?
Nobody seen nothing. Nobody seen nothing. When I see it.
Look here, I just spit the facts. Raging aristocrat. Shooters hurt them words, wanna get rid of that. When they roll up, bet dude won't wanna live his rap. So see the six upside down and wanna switch it back. Wrath of a God sinner, I'm too real, I bet you star tender. I bet a mill, I bet a star tender. But since the OG's hove, here's what I wanna know. There ain't no real niggas allowed to fuck what I wanna go. That's thinking back to Jay, now let's get back to Drake. Both too big to respond to all I have to say. Still with all his success and all the accolades, the universe makes it so they come right back to me. Here's a reminder that we go way back. I mean, you know, for me the kid is practice over. I make these words flip as if they practice yoga. Okay, practice over, back to blacklist over. Nothing personal, it's Red Reddington and Sean. I don't work for you, still I'm doing the work for you. Payback, why is your reimbursing you? Metal wall behind his face, Sprite commercial. You might have made a mistake out of this one. Campbell, Biv DeVoe, your way out of this one. Nah, someone your damn campaign, the hammers rang. I just bought a new edition, you can't stay in the rain. Y'all say this soft nigga hard and that I can't explain. Y'all think he's so for real, I see candy rain. So Aubrey, when you sub real MCs, you get murdered. And since you signed to 5 Guys, make
sure
you a burger.
Call me a murderer. I never ducked. just pray. Yeah. I may never check. Miss one, me, two, ain't one, never two. Call me a murderer. Yeah. Nobody see nothing.
Real quick.
Nobody see nothing.
I don't want to talk too long. I think you misconstrued the boundaries of this relationship and this friendship, which in turn has caused me to do the exact same thing. I don't understand how you niggas, or how you in particular, how you could fuck shorty, and I dap you and say you a real nigga, and I critique your album and all of a sudden we sensitive. I don't understand how you new niggas work. Maybe I'm out of touch with the rules of today's society. I'm clear on all that. But let me paint who I am before I allow another nigga to do it for me. I'm from the school of pussy, don't get me punched drunk. Maybe it's different in the city you come from. Look, I'm from the school of these hoes belong to everybody. No celeb exempt, goes for everybody. So when I seen you fuck shorty, not a bitter bone in me. I ain't thinking how to handle the plans that I'm aware. Have fun, understand that it's fam. So let the you and not her, that's just the man that I am, my nigga. Kids got no respect. All cause you call me for the whole check on every hoe you check. That makes sense. Bad bitches, that's what yo do best. And I'm the man around these parts when they ain't know you yet. Which kinda makes me your OG in Toronto. And I ain't charged once, that's for free in Toronto. I'm unsure how that came to be in Toronto. Nigga, I don't even be in Toronto. When it rains, it pours. All that mean dog, please get a poncho. Subs fell short like a free throw from Rondo. So Rudy Gay so mean with all the button threats. As soon as we shoot at King, DeMarcus Cousins next. This shit is truly a movie. You started a trend being a groupie for groupies. Me, I should I had Bria in the coupe and outer way before you ever wrote an interlude about her. So who you playing with, clown? I'm first shift at the bars. Only means I already made them rounds. But they say that he the best MC and best flower. He cook better than me, but you love my leftovers. Fire the kill shot, the fire's still hot. Word to your Versace velours, the Kyra still got. You playing chess with the chrome of the pump. Let it blast, checker pass, should've known from the jump. So whatever you want, roll. Executives got your soul. Sedatives, I'm repetitive with those. Records show for regular Joe. Selling records was never the goal. I never sold records, I kept records of what I sold. Might have made a mistake out of this one. Days long, can't trade songs your way out of this one. So don't worry yourself. And before I go, fuck a record label. I appear courtesy of myself, Joe.
When you guys tune in live, what are you guys tuning in to catch us acting stupid, the opinions? Sometimes I think people tune in to hear the tunes and hear the music and hear like, oh, what new shit am I gonna hear? What's the, you know, what track are they gonna spin that I haven't heard? You know what I'm saying? So for real, we want that opinion. So I'm curious because for me, I'll put it out there. I am on the side of I like piping in music to you guys so you guys can hear it like loud and clear, like you're listening. You know, more radio style.
Yeah.
Mac is like, they cool.
I feel like if we pre-produced it, if we produce it, people will go back and look at the YouTube videos and listen to the podcast more than they're going to tune into the live show. So I feel like we could sit here and fuck around for 2 hours.
And I do.
And then splice music in and nobody would be the wiser and they'd be like, dude, I love that episode. It's got some great music in it. You guys are a bunch of dipshits drinking beer out of
basin jars. I think people are fucking busy, man. So I think like when we get them, we got to deliver. So, yeah. I know that the post-production or the podcast audience or those of y'all that get it through.
That's our meat and potatoes.
That's the meat and potatoes.
Yeah.
I totally understand that. But I got a soft spot for the people that, you know, want to be here live and like, hey, man, sure, I'm going to share my Friday with y'all. I feel like we owe them something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And when we don't give them the music, we don't give them that experience, I feel guilty. Shit, it
really
kills me. Fuck yeah, I feel guilty. Alfonso, shout out to A. Starling. That's my homie, my brother from another, man. And he's like, y'all live tonight? And I'm like, yeah, we are, kind of. I'm like, head on over to Facebook, but yeah, can I get music? Really?
But shout out to Alfonso. We met Alfonso in person when he was in Michigan. He's a great dude, but he's but one person.
But he's but one of many, though. There's a lot of people.
He's but one of many. It's not like it used to be where we would have, you know, 60 and 70 people in the live chat. You know, it's not like that anymore.
You're going on Mr. Spock, the needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few. Is that what you're going with? Is that what you give
me?
I guess. You give me that reference, dog?
I guess. I mean, damn, I had to nerd out on you,
but I'm going to say, I can already tell where you're going. That's terrible.
No, why? No, I'm just saying, no, it's not the needs. You can't be all things to all people.
Y'all
want to
see your argument, right? It's about to happen.
You can't be all.
It's about to go down, man.
Come on, dude. Oh, man. Dude, I mean, seriously.
I got the shirt for
it. Oh, man, go ahead.
No, you can't be all things to all people, right? So the thing is I look at it as if we can give them the best possible content that they can watch anytime, I feel like that's more important, because even the people that would have watched it live can still watch the replay on YouTube, or they can watch it on the face, like live, the live thing on Facebook saves, or the or listen to the podcast. And so, like, we can produce the shit out of that. We can set it up to a point where it's like as entertaining as possible, giving them great music, giving them great content, giving them great entertainment.
That's
whereas
true.
With live, it's so difficult to pull this all off live.
My problem is, all right.
And we don't get callers anymore, man,
you're right.
To be honest.
We can't be all things to all people. That is true. But what I'm cool with if we have to terminate calls, I just want to get the music out.
I'm 100% with you on that. I mean, of all people, I would be with you.
If we could do that, then that's our happy medium.
See, I wouldn't even mind, honestly. I wouldn't even care if we did this. All right, guys, we're going to talk for 20 minutes. And then after this, it's 30 minutes of straight fucking music. So then people could fast forward to the end if they hated hearing us talking.
There's a whole segment of people that we've gotten emails like, dude, y'all talk too much. Would y'all just shut the fuck up and play the music? And it's like, man, well,
but that's why we've changed it. That's why you start seeing, you'll see now it's interview episode. You'll see playlist episode. You'll see regular episode. So now the people that don't want to listen to the music don't have to listen to it.
Variety. We're trying to give it.
Because I actually have a buddy who says, I actually don't like hip hop music, but I love listening to you guys. No bullshit.
Yeah.
He doesn't like listening to it, but he loves listening to us.
There's
bullshit.
There's some other people that kind of like listening to us, too.
Yeah.
We found out just recently when it's cool.
Yeah, and that was that. Yeah. That. Okay. That was kind of interesting.
Yet, unless you want to, but I'm just saying it's cool.
I mean.
Why you all high pitch, man?
Yo, all right. I mean, can we, all right. Can we do it?
I ain't trying to blow the shit up.
No, don't be weird about it. I mean, you gotta be weird
about shit.
Oh, you're being weird now.
I ain't being weird. Okay. You being weird, okay. Getting all high pitched.
I mean, No, I mean, it's exciting as shit.
This
is the thing. This is where I've always shot us in the foot. I always run at the mouth, and then we fall apart, and then the shit never comes to fruition, and we look stupid. And I've done this time and time again. Major, over the past 10 years, he'd be like, dude, don't tell him that we're gonna, please don't tell him we're gonna interview Scarface. Don't tell them. And I was like, no, dude, we gotta look at Scarface. I get on Twitter, Scarface is calling in tonight. And then Scarface don't call in.
Hell yeah.
So
tonight, Elzai live at 10.
Over and over. You know, I held on to that though, because Royce the 5'9", it was like, Royce is gonna call in. Didn't call in. Royce is gonna call in. And we did that for 3 years, no Royce, but then we got him.
Yeah, that shit, you know? And it worked.
But there's only so much we can say.
We're supposed to be talking Drake.
I know, but can I just say it real quick?
This is hilarious.
But this is something that's monumental to us, and we've said that there's been monumental things. Listen, there's been a lot. We've seen a lot over the past 10 years, but there was a call we got last week, and somebody just reached out and said, hey, caught a clip of you guys on YouTube, and we don't care what you guys do. We just want you to do something for us.
Yeah.
And these people represent legends.
Yeah, no doubt, man. A legend in the game.
A legend in the game.
It's a new lane, a potential new lane for us. And more different content for you guys.
So yeah.
Yeah, we're super excited.
Dude, man. I want to say
enough
shit.
Of a tease.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Sorry.
God damn it. You started it.
I know. But that's what it is. That's what it is.
But we can't be all things all people anyway. See how I won that argument?
Nah, man.
Back to Drake and Joey.
I think we heard compromise. So y'all probably want some tunes, but you want simplicity, and we got to find that middle ground.
We got to find that middle ground.
There it is.
We will.
But back to Drake getting his lunch money took.
Yeah.
Joseph served him up nicely. Hold on, man. I'm just saying, okay. Like, bar for bar. And here's the thing. Here's the ultimate difference. Joe's always been nice. Always will be nice.
Mm-hmm.
I keep seeing the shit from the Drake fan base. Oh, sounds like 2003 called. Blah, 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 blah. I'm like, come on, man. For real? Just don't hate on Joe. Joe could have been on any number of labels. Please stop with that. If that's your angle to discredit him and, you know, and what he's doing and he's going after your Canadian, that's, you know what I mean? Come on, man. Like, that's such a weak argument to go the 2003 route. Stop it. Joe is a beast. He's been on VH. Trust me, he's had other opportunities to dip back into the mainstream if he wanted to. He's opted not to, and he's been successful.
I don't think he could. I don't think he can, unless he turned into like a complete sellout like half these dudes. Yeah, dude. I think Budden's like grabbing at straws right now. He sees a moment. Dude, how many people saw him going off on Drake? That was such a great clip. And we played it 2 episodes back. All right, why out of nowhere is he just like, okay, he came out and he had a great argument. He's like, but like, why does that justify a diss track? Like, well, he's saying, oh, look at all these people took notice of what I said. So maybe I should take on
this. Being fucked. There's other things at play.
Is there?
Did you listen to the
song?
Oh,
in the song, yeah.
And then how about the nice? How about really the nice stiff arm to Meek Mill too? He was like, "I'm not riding with Meek." He's like, "It's still fuck him too." Just letting him know this is geezers versus
youngins,
fuckers. And throw me on the geezer side of the ledger. Surprise, surprise! Like, y'all ain't see that shit coming. But no, it's easy. Your Budden is lyrically superior.
Mm-hmm.
He writes his own shit. His podcast is the shit. You think Drake could have a dope podcast?
I don't know.
You think you'd want to watch this vanilla motherfucker sit here and talk about anything?
Why is he vanilla? Why is he got to be vanilla?
Because he's the color and his personality. The motherfucker is vanilla than a...
He's the male Beyonce.
He ain't shit.
Okay.
The same shit I've been saying. He's a good performer.
Mm-hmm.
Beyonce performs.
Mm-hmm.
Don't write. Don't do that. Perform.
All right, so you're going to say...
He's a fucking puppet. He's a puppet. I wonder who is getting to write this response, because you know he ain't.
Joe went off for six
so fucking what
minutes?
So?
6 minutes.
So
it's like, dude. At some point, it turns into sounding like a temper tantrum, like a kid who just like.
Critique of that song, man, is the beat was garbage. I was not feeling
it. It's classic Joe Budden. He goes on no hooks. What could have been a 12-minute fucking song if he would have thrown hooks in it. Because he just has to go off and do his fucking wordplay and all that
Joe,
shit.
Though. Let's get that out there. Let's put that.
I love Joe, but I can only take so much whiny ass shit.
Why? I don't get to hate.
Because he whines, he cries about everything. It's like, dude.
You was praising him when we played the clip, though, right? It was great.
Yeah, because that shit was funny.
Okay, so that's funny.
But like for example, the song 10 Minutes. It's one of my favorite songs he's ever done. 10 Minutes. And now, like, Focus.
Phenomenal. This is all old shit, but he's had dope new shit, too.
No, man. It's all the same remake of all that shit over and over and over.
God damn it. All right. Hold on. My eyes are fucked, so
it's okay.
I'm getting over.
Oh, you got to get some glasses?
I need glasses, man.
Oh, shit.
So, I'm just being honest. Too much honesty nowadays. But yo, I can't read that shit. And I keep seeing the lines go bloop, bloop, bloop. Please.
They're saying he was right when Drake critiqued the album, or when Joe critiqued the album. But like, what's your concern?
I don't have no concern. He bodied Wheelchair Jimmy and you discrediting everything he did.
Oh yeah, I'm sure. Like, he fucking ripped into pieces.
6 minutes. Oh, he's a whiny. What? Fuck out of here. All right, bro.
So he got pissed. And he fucking went off on Drake. The way I look at it is a fucking meal ticket.
Murder.
When I look at all right, from a talent standpoint, Joey could just end Drake.
Devour.
Drake would be an idiot to even try to come back at him. But when you look at them in terms of like where they are success wise.
Oh, come on, man.
Drake, listen. It looks like to me, Joey's like, I see a meal ticket. I'm going to go ahead and do this. I don't give a fuck.
Seen it.
I'm not going to sit here and look at his financial status.
Starving. I'm just saying, like, why are you bringing where
Keeps
they are?
Keeps him relevant. He's old. Keeps him relevant.
Okay, so Jay-Z's old.
When do we, all right, when do we see a lot of fucking feedback? We review Chance the Rapper.
Okay.
Like, it's like, you gotta stay in, like, he's just trying to stay relevant. I say 6 minutes of whining and bitching, and he fucking, like, he came with it.
No, but Drake did come with it. Subliminals. So it's not like he's the old man just, like, shouting in the dark and no one's talking back to him. He's getting the, so now he's just like, you know what, man, fuck the subliminal shade. I'm coming.
No shade?
At you. What's happening?
Oh, never mind.
Nah, it was no, yeah. Joey went no shade. Joey went like, I'm going all in.
I mean, the
light skinned fella has been throwing shade in
the. Not at Joey.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't. What am homework. I thinking of? I need to do my fucking homework because I didn't see anything that Drake's been saying toward Joey.
Aubrey is.
Toward Joey. Mm-hmm. And we've talked about Kendrick versus
Drake.
Just like
Drake. He did versus Kendrick. I'm saying he's sublime. He's.
Because he's shade. That's a pussy move.
That's what they
yeah.
do.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
With them,
we separating the lines. If the lines are drawn, man, we gotta. It's a clear delineation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't know. Joey just seems like he's a hungry dude trying to grab and get some like little chunk of like a little piece, little scraps, leftovers that Drake has. I don't feel like it's a genuine.
I'm so disgusted at you right now, bro. I can't even talk to this man. All right, man, we're going to jump to music.
Come on and bring back Slaughterhouse, and then let's talk about it again.
We'll talk to another guy.
Where's Slaughterhouse? What happened to Slaughterhouse? I'm just wondering. Where's more music? Where's anything?
Let's go to some new Logic, who you're not a fan of anymore either.
Yeah.
And
Yeah.
So we'll go to that, and then we'll come back, and we'll stash box it, and then we will read some of these comments from the people, man, because this guy right here, I can't fucking deal with him.
Yeah, I've been killing this shit. Yeah, I've been hard in the paint, not a single assist. Yeah, I've been flicking that wrist. Yeah, I've been cooking that shit, now they fucking with this. Yeah, I've been killing this shit. Yeah, I've been hard in the paint, not a single assist. Yeah, I've been flicking that wrist. Yeah, I've been cooking that shit, now they fucking with this. Yeah, I've been killing this, chilling this shit. Yeah, I've been flicking that wrist. Yeah, I've been killing this, looking that wrist. Yeah, I've been killing this shit. Yeah, I've been hard in the paint, not a single assist. Yeah, I've been flicking that wrist. Looking that, killing this, looking that wrist. Let me tell you about the young man. Matter of fact, I'ma let Push tell that. Take it for the old man. Had to change her heart and then fell back. Old man lived a long life. Walked around with a long knife. Where he cut the white like Jesus, that Colombiana. That's mere models like.
Yeah.
Look at the flick of that wrist. I'm feeling like Leonardo. Let me paint the picture. I might need a bottle. On the road to success, I can feel the throttle. That Michelangelo, hunters in the envelope. Type shit when I write shit. And that old man had to change her heart. Wish he knew it back from the start. Like, goddamn. Looked around, seen his wife on the ground. Military busting bullets all over the whole compound. Soon as it's seen it, I swear it, I mean it. My man was gone quicker than Vominos. He dead, she dead, he in jail. Everyone falling like dominoes. Yeah, I've been killing this shit. Yeah, I've been hard in the paint, not a single assist. Yeah, I've been flicking that wrist. Yeah, I've been cooking that shit, now they fucking with this. Yeah, I've been killing this shit. Yeah, I've been hard in the paint, not a single assist. Yeah, I've been flicking that wrist. Yeah, I've been cooking that shit, now they fucking with this. Yeah, I've been killing this, chilling this shit. Yeah, I've been flicking that wrist. Yeah, I've been killing this, looking that wrist. Yeah, I've been killing this shit. Yeah, I've been hard in the paint, not a single assist. Yeah, I've been flicking that wrist, looking that, killing this, looking that wrist.
Logic, clockwise, counterclockwise. Realest nigga in the top five. Other four ain't rap niggas. I'm just repping for the blow side.
Yeah,
that's coastlines, Panama for the boat rides. Worth billions, and we ain't even need Showtime. Just money counters and kitchenware. Condo with a bitch in there. Two scales and baggies, we got rich in there. Parole's been a trophy since Hawaiian Sophie. Curry over Kobe, we shooting niggas. Splash Brothers with the coca, add in baking soda. Good fellas to my niggas, Aureliotas. Shades of blue, I aim at you. Let the sky fall, let it rain on you.
Yeah, I've been killing this shit. Yeah, I've been hard in the paint, not a single assist. Yeah, I've been flicking that wrist. Yeah, I've been cooking that shit, now they fucking with this. Yeah, I've been killing this shit. Yeah, I've been hard in the paint, not a single assist. Yeah, I've been flicking that wrist. Yeah, I've been cooking that shit, now they fucking with this. Yeah, I've been killing this, chilling this shit. Yeah, I've been flicking that wrist. Yeah, I've been killing this, looking that wrist. Yeah, I've been killing this shit. Yeah, I've been hard in the paint, not a single assist. Yeah, I've been flicking that wrist, looking that, killing this, looking that wrist.
See, I like that, man. He still got it. Even though you and my other brother could be not named at this moment with so much hatred towards the young guy on the last album. Mona One. Oh. Yeah, y'all some haters.
He can be named.
Haters. No, I didn't want to throw no. Yeah, I'm not trying to put no dirt on him, man.
I'm trying to put
some respect on his name. Yeah.
Put some respect on it.
But nah, man, that shit was dope. Logic is sweet.
Yeah, I agree.
So,
what's in the stash box?
drink alcohol.
You gave your preview. Tell the people though where this come from, man.
Okay. So there is a brewery in California called Russian River Brewing, and Major actually pointed this place out.
But you know, yeah, we've been yapping about it for like 50 years.
And Major said this is like Russian River is considered like among beer heads, it's like a beer nerd's wet dream in so many words.
The Holy Grails.
One of the Holy Grails. And so like a year or so ago, we reached out to Russian River and said, hey, we do a show. We want to try that Pliny the Elder, which is like a beer that they make. And
it was super cool.
And they shipped that shit overnight because it spoils quick. And so recently I had to go out to San Francisco for some stuff, and I heard that like Whole Foods carries Russian River Brewing beer. And I went to two different Whole Foods, and then I ended up finding their last bottle of this beer called Damnation that Russian River makes. And it says it's re-fermented in the bottle. It's a golden ale. It's called Damnation. It's funky looking, man.
Y'all see that? Let me slide this. I'm scared of it because I don't even know what... It looks evil, right?
Yeah.
The black label and shit.
Crazy. It's got a cork in it.
That's different, right? That's like fucking usually for wine.
Yeah. So. I mean, but that's like Russian River's style, man. They like, they're fancy. But it's only a little bottle, so like I just want a taste of it, dude. You can have the rest of it.
I'll split this motherfucker, bro.
You're gonna pop that cork, like pop it like a champagne cork, dude.
There we go.
It's that Russian River.
Straight.
What it smell like?
Yeah, I know that was
beautiful. Oh, I'm gonna get a taste of this Russian River. Russian River Damnation.
Okay. How's that? You like it out there? Cali? Dope shit.
It's beautiful, dude. So, damnation, the act of damning, the state of being condemned to eternal punishment in hell. I'm not sure that I want to drink this beer.
Man, that's kind
of
scary.
I'm not sure it sounds that good. In the great beer-producing country of Belgium, there is a tradition among some brewers to name their brews something unusual. Often the name is curious, sometimes diabolical, and occasionally just plain silly. Damnation is a handcrafted golden ale with an exquisite bouquet of fruit and spice with mouth-filling notes of citrus malt and cedar and earthy hops.
Yeah, who wrote that shit?
The smooth, dry finish lingers until your next sip. Damnation is re-fermented in this bottle to create the fine carbonation. Spent yeast cells from a thin layer of sediment in the bottom of the bottle, adding more complexity and
hold
flavor.
Hold on, man. We can stop it any time.
Pour slowly, allowing the natural yeast and sediment to remain in the bottle.
I'm sorry, yo. That was...
Damn!
That was too much.
Gotta give the beer some respect.
Cheers, brother.
It does smell like flowery notes, though. That tastes like some Belgian...
Fucking good, bro.
That tastes like a Belgian white.
Yeah, that tastes like fucking Hoegaarden on steroids.
Yup.
Jesus Christ.
Damnation. Tarnation, that's some good beer. That's really good. Damnation by Russian River. I thought it was gonna be gross. Yeah.
Man.
That was amazing.
That shit is official. There it is, man. Give y'all one more look at it.
Thank you, man.
Check that shit out. For those of y'all in Cali, y'all can get that easy.
Yep.
For us here, it's fucking hard work.
Yeah.
No doubt. Good looking out, man.
Yeah.
Appreciate that shit.
Yeah,
seriously, bro. That's good shit. It's been a while since we recorded last.
Yeah.
And the finals hadn't happened. And the fucking mistake by the lake.
The mistake by the lake.
They won the fucking title.
Yeah.
Can you believe that shit?
I so bad wanted to call you, but the last time I talked to you on a big loss, I just didn't want to ruin your day.
It was terrible.
What did you do? Did you throw shit? Where were you?
At home.
Where were you? Hold on. We're talking like it's 9/11.
Father's Day to us. It's like, yeah, man. It's really, it's about the equivalent, man.
Where were you when it happened?
I was shell-shocked.
Never forget?
Yeah, I'll never forget, were you? Man. Fucking Brown won a fucking title on his own.
What'd you think of the crying
training wheels came off, little bitch. Nah, man. Yo. Crying? What? What?
When
crying?
He went to the floor,
there's no fucking tears. Motherfucker got up. It was all sweat. Yeah, man. He's such a fraud.
Really?
Such a fraud. Fraud. I don't know. Marky probably sitting out there. And for those of y'all that might be first timers or whatever, we have, you know, a listener of the show that is from, he's Cleveland to the core.
Yeah.
I love him. I love you, Marky.
What up, Bowling Green?
But I kind of don't like you. But you're from, yeah, he's from Cleveland. And yeah, man, I'm sure they're ecstatic. So whatever. Y'all got it done.
This was for you, Cleveland.
That shit was
I did it for you.
That shit was so lame, bro.
I did it for you.
And now Steph Curry, he went from being like America's hero to like
piece of shit.
Yeah.
Really? Like,
people are fucking assholes, bro. Yo, they turn on people so quick.
Wow.
So, and I agree, Steph, he had a horrible game 7. Terrible. And you could probably pin some of that on him, but come on, man. People are fucking fickle, but it is what it is, man. So, and fickle is perfect because it comes back to this fucking beef argument.
Yeah.
And I feel like Drake's fans are the fickle fan base, and I feel like Joey's fans are the diehard.
Yeah.
Like, ride or die.
And I can't disagree with that. Drake's fans don't give a shit about, like, anything. Talent.
Yeah.
They don't give a shit about, like, oh, he's a true MC.
They
or
care
anything.
About his relevance.
100%.
So, the minute he was no longer relevant and went into a battle like this,
yeah,
he would have no backup, no support.
If he pulled the cannabis, he'd be exactly yeah, like be when
done.
Cannabis was
he'd
there.
Be done, though. So, and that's why, to me, man, just there's no defending it. So, I mean, this is probably going to be the underlying theme of this show. So, that's what we're looking for feedback on, man. Joey... Joseph versus Aubrey.
Yeah.
How you feel about it? Is it an old man trying desperately to cling to relevance? Or is it, you know, a veteran putting an ass whipping on a fucking millennial? And come here, boy. Get across his knee. I'm about to spank the fuck out of you real quick and show you how these bars get done. And that's how I look at it. Because to me, that's really what it was. It was like, nah, man, I'm about to show you MCing. Even though the beat was trash, it didn't even matter.
But here's the thing, though. Here's the thing that kills me is that Drake can spit. Drake can rap.
He can read real good.
You think so? Oh, that's right.
He can read real good.
That's right. He's a great reader.
When you're an actor, that kind of goes with the territory, though, right? You're supposed to be able to read good. You have to read good.
That's right. He doesn't write. Yeah, you know what? I knew
someone was up with the fucking shit way back in the day when he was rapping off the fucking BlackBerry back on Hot 97. Who freestyles with a BlackBerry?
Yeah, that wasn't a freestyle then.
It wasn't.
He's reading. You know he was rapping
a
song.
Phony since back then.
Yeah,
he's skated by for all those years, man. I'm telling you, bro.
And that opens up another discussion that like drives me nuts though with a lot of these guys is, like, we've talked about this time and time again, and I'm not trying to get too deep into it, and I know I'm like beating a dead horse at this point, but. At what point do we draw the line and say, listen, like, this is the real shit and this is bullshit. This is not real. This is real. Like, this is hip hop. This is not hip hop.
You want to put up your border, your fence.
I'm trying to Donald Trump hip hop, man.
So you got a fence and Drake will be on the other side of that fence, huh? He's an immigrant.
Like Drake's not allowed to come over the new wall. What? Drake's not allowed to come over the hip hop wall, dude.
Oh, man. So now here's apparently Drake is. Yeah. So he's on the other side of the wall.
Yeah, so we put
he's
a wall.
He's stuck in Toronto. No, so Drake, you cannot come
we
over.
We put a wall up in Canada. He stays in Toronto where he belongs.
You sit over there and hunt moose and do what the fuck y'all do up yep. there in Toronto, man.
Eats
y'all
apples. I know
here.
They like apples and shit and yeah, giving each other yeah. hugs
go
and all that.
Go to Carabana, go do your shit, man. Yeah. You ain't coming over here, man.
Yeah, stuff Canadians do.
You can sing. I like this plan.
So we're gonna
I like you again.
So we're gonna kick Drake out. I mean, I can always agree with kicking Drake out of the country. If we're gonna Donald Trump Drake, let's Donald Trump Drake.
Let's talk about the walls, like the borders of these walls, though.
Yeah.
Maybe this is leading into because
we gotta let Cardinal official through.
Or
chaos
gonna,
we gets through.
We're gonna grandfather some folks in.
Yeah.
So there we go, man. Setting the tone. That's where we going next episode. We about to bless y'all with one more track on the way out.
Yeah.
Yo. Let's throw the new shit out, man. I feel like we got to get out.
New shit?
The Twitter has always been out there, man.
Yeah.
You can follow us, JMacHH, Major HH.
And then all the things Live the Basement. Anything you can think of, whether it's Snapchat, Twitter, Facebook,
YouTube,
Symbol, YouTube, What else is there? Anchor. It's Live the Basement, every single social
Shout
media
to
platform.
Anchor.
I love Anchor.
I fuck with Anchor.
And Symbol's my new one too, man, especially for Live from the Basement. We've been posting, like, if you go to Symbol, you look up the Symbol app, you can get all the songs that we spin on the show. So any songs we spin, go to Symbol and you can see all the songs and where to get them and all that shit.
That's super dope.
Yeah. And Anchor, me and Major always fucking around the Anchor.
Exclusive shit too?
I don't think so.
No? Universal?
Yeah,
I think it is. Fuck with it.
And then there's,
Anchor's cool, man. I had to give this motherfucker the business about basketball too, yeah.
Oh, cut to that clip.
As far as Kyrie goes, man, all I'm going to tell you is go back games 5, 6, and 7. And I know 6, LeBron had 40-something, most of which were alley-oops and easy finishes. I believe he had 8 dunks, I think, in that game, which isn't exactly, you know, you're not really setting the world on fire. But at the end of games 5, 6, and 7, all of the money baskets. And when I say money basket, I mean the point in the game where your butt cheeks are clenched and nobody can make a damn shot. Kyrie came through time after time after time. That is a killer. That is an MVP, my friend. Not the dude that gets 29, 11, and whatever, you know, through quarters 1 through 3, but puckers up when it's the crunch time.
And last but certainly not least, fucking Snapchat, which I never thought we'd be saying, but yeah, check us out on
Are we the same Snapchat. On Snapchat, J-Mac, HH, and Major?
Nah, man, I got to go and look at my shit. Nah, I'll never do that.
I think I'm J-Mac, HH on Twitter, or on Instagram. I mean, Snapchat. Jesus Christ.
Major 517 for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Major 517, J-Mac, HH on the Snapchat. We're always fucking around. We were having fun today.
Yeah, man.
There was some music competition.
Your beat battle should be a thing, bro.
We do beat battles?
That's kind of what we did today, but more organized, man. That shit was fun. So, yeah. So, fuck with us, man. That's what it is. Episode 54.
Yeah.
And we'll be back at y'all real soon for 55.
Oh, shit.
All right, guys.
I'm not in the mood to play. Can I have somebody with some sense, please? Okay?
Yeah, I'm out of charge.
For me to try to purchase a pair of $100 worth of good footwear. But as I stood there, I took the chance, cause the money in my pocket burned a hole in my pants. As I paid for the shoes, a smile got flashing, plus it had a nigga gas, cause the girl had ass. Got to my house and to my dismay, I got 2 left shoes and 1 was a display. Damn.
Shop at a shoe shine, I'm playing around.
I'm just trying to make conversation here.
I ain't trying to make no conversation. This is business. I'm coming down there for my $500 refund. Y'all know what I'm saying? And I'm coming down there. I'm going to delay. I'm going to do it today. Keep your eyes peeled.
So I tell you what. Why
keep your eyes peeled. Brothers in the house.
I want my money back, I just bought a Cadillac. Diamond in the back, but the engine is whack. Yo, I ain't a fool, I'll be damned if I lose. The motherfucker look cool, but the bitch don't move. Now let me speak to the man that's sitting next to the man that could put my money back in my hand. Understand, you're messing with the merry man, I got mouths to feed. Hey yo, I want my money, you can take these keys. I'll be down there in a minute, and you bet not leave. I put that ass out of business, don't fuck with me. Matter of fact, I'll be strapped straight, packing the heat. I ain't your average service customer, what can you see?
Y'all know what I'm saying?
Where are you from?
Don't try to twist it all around. Y'all try to twist it around like a zigzag. And homie don't play that. I ain't playing around.
This is getting real ridiculous. Phone call conspicuous. Playing games like Mixer Blitz. Who is this? All I need is a couple questions answered. Answer, can you tell me if you have
security,
the answer?
Security better watch the camera, cause I'ma run and come back. Slap the manager. He attacked my character, speaking whack and amateur. Hey. And I be damn it for brother behind the counter. Gonna speak the beat like my mama do. Hell no. I'm trying to plead my case. I need my papes. I'm simply trying to feed my face. So take heed and make haste or face the consequence. Let me speak to somebody who got some sense. I'm saying,
y'all know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. If I can put you at hold, you can talk to my manager.
You acting all job-headed and shit with your Gatorade brain. Your goofy-ass, job-headed, lanky-ass, Facts, drinking, hand me down, status quo. Don't be playing around with that. Call face to face, let me talk to the flow manager.
Okay.
What's his name?
Live from the basement.